Oh, really? You did? No. You just
wore one in the winter time. We wore toboggans in the winter. There you are. I just thought I'd tell you about the hats. I thought that was interesting. Yeah, I told you about the cambric. And a big saying was, "Oh, you're going to have company yet today. I'm going to put the big pot in the little one."
Oh,
that was big pot in the little one. Isn't that funny? Looks like you say you put the little pot in the big pot.
And they say the same one put the big pot in.
If you're going to have company, some of your neighbors come in. Mm-hmm. Do you ever look at the commercial appeal or do you get it?
I know.
Well, I want to tell you something. If you could engage somebody to save you the funny paper, it'll take you back in 1914, 1912 and show you the styles, the happenings of those days.
And the funny paper part of the thing.
It shows it, old timer. There's some magazines on the market now that tell stories of it. In the good old days is the name. Now, you can buy those anywhere. You can here in Bible. Mm-hmm. Any drugstore that keeps a rack of magazines, they come out about four times a year. Mm-hmm. And they're really interesting in the good old days. Shows the wagons and the buggies. Like when we used to go to this club meeting, we organized in 1940. Mm-hmm. Well, all that winter and all 41 and 42, we had to go a muddy road to the Flat Lake School. Mm-hmm. And when we went out there, we had to get out there. We didn't have a car. You couldn't get out there in the car. It was mud. So we had a neighbor down here that had a wagon, mm-hmm. and she had two mules. But she rented them out. But in the wintertime, they didn't go nowhere. Mm-hmm. She had those hitched up. And she'd take bricks mm-hmm. and heat them and put them in those canvas bags you could get. These old-timey cotton sacks is what they were. And she'd come and get, well, I know as many as nine of us would ride in. She'd pick us all up and take us to the clubhouse. Then we'd put the mules up and come home. We only had 8 charter members. I'm the only charter member left.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm. And that was 1940. We'll have our anniversary next year, 35th year. Uh-huh. And it was interesting. But we found ways to do something when you didn't know. You see, you had no other way, mm-hmm. so you had to do what you could.
You had to do what you could.
Uh-huh.
Well, what would you do to keep a baking pan from sticking, to keep the things from sticking in the pan?
Well, now, when we consider a baking pan, we had one we used only for biscuit. Mm-hmm. And most people, we always used pure lard. That's what everybody used. You didn't use no kind of cooking oil because it wasn't. If it was even on the market, we didn't know about it. Mama took the pan. It was a square pan, perhaps we'd say 10 by 10 by 10, mm-hmm. and she'd make our biscuits in the morning. She'd put a little bit of that and put it on the stove enough to melt it and run it all around. And then she'd take that biscuit, she'd put it in, and then turn it over. And biscuits are better that way than any way were. If you ever have to cook any like that, just use a little maizola and put them in the bought biscuits. We use the bought ones mm-hmm. because they're easier and they go further and they're more economical mm-hmm. and there's no waste mm-hmm. and they're quicker. Mm-hmm. And I take the biscuit and a little pan mm-hmm. and just put a little bit of them. I use maizola all the time or Crisco. But in those days, we used the hog lard because mm-hmm. we killed hogs and we had mm-hmm. And you take that just a little bit, not much, just one, barely touch it. And flatten it around in the, and then lay it over this way. Hmm. And let the grease build on top of it, and more of those things melt in your mouth. Just like cake.
I never had any cook like that. Never.
But you're not the age to have known about it.
I didn't know about that.
But you can do it now.
But yeah, you can do it now.
Any kind of a little pan that you can bake your biscuit in. Mm-hmm. And a biscuit cooks quick. Don't ever think a biscuit has to cook a long time. You set your oven on about, I put it on 475. Most people put it on, some people put it on 425, but that makes a biscuit soggy. You want it to cook quick, like, you know, hotcakes are not good cooked slow. Mm-hmm. They have to be cooked quick. And you put that in there, and when you take them out, they are just out of this world. Now, you can get the little, if you wanted, do you cook at school any? Mm-hmm. If you could just get you one can and try it out sometime. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something else is good. Get you a donut cutter. Mm-hmm. Take those biscuits out and cut the hole in the center of the biscuit. Have you a stewer or something that will hold enough grease without boiling over, and use your maizola and get it just like you would French.